Good afternoon. My blog today is how to say hi to a new cat. Before we had cats, I often wondered what one does when being greeted by one when you visit friends. Previously, it had been very awkward because I didn't know the cat and he didn't know me. Therefore, I was always on tenterhooks at the beginning of the visit, just in case their cat was not a friendly cat. And let's face it, some of them are not, and that's okay too. I don't take to everyone I meet either. I did some reading on the subject and found some very helpful hints. Cats have voices just as we do, and they make sounds that are helpful to know about before you get into a "have you met our cat" situation. They purr, for one thing. Purring is usually a sign of a content cat, and if one is content, then they probably warm up to being the centre of attraction at many times. If you are being introduced to a cat that's purring, then it's highly likely that you will both hit it off to a great start in your new friendship. Just don't do anything as you approach them to make them turn off their purring machine, such as talk loudly, unexpectedly, make sudden movements towards him, or for that matter, towards their owners. The next one might make you giggle, because I did when I first tried it. Have you ever made a chirping noise around a cat before? Well, this type of noise is something that cats use to keep her kittens in line or to get them to do something she wants them to do. The cat you are meeting might think that you could be interested in something or someone in another part of the room or even another room. He will chirrup to let you know, usually. You could try your own hand at chirruping yourself, which would definitely make the cat at ease in your presence, even if it makes you feel a wee bit funny when you first hear yourself doing it. You'll know when your cat is not a particularly friendly one. They'll hiss and or growl. That's right, they will hiss and or growl. For some reason, your presence is making them feel upset, maybe a little frightened or even downright scared. Perhaps you're even making him angry. Thankfully, I've never been in such a situation, but it can happen. Therefore, if you come across a cat that's behaving in such a way, then let them go. Forget about them. Do not approach them. And let them get whatever is going on in their system to quieten down before trying to make friends with them. Cats are funny things, but then so are humans. We're all subjected to memories, things that stir a trigger within us from a long-forgotten feeling, a déjà vu moment. Who knows what suddenly springs into your head sometimes, the sight, sound or touch of something or someone. Animals have the same tendencies as humans, so be aware of this type of cat situation. Rather to be better to be safe and at a distance than to be up close and ripped to shreds by angry paws. Cats have body language just as we do. Now, I am in no way educated on body language. Therefore, I tend to miscues that others can see well before I can. The same with a cat. What's he doing at the point of meeting or of you just entering the room? Where's he looking? Are his eyes closed? Are they open? What's his tail doing? Is it down, up or sideways? Is it twitching or still? What about his ears? Are they poking up or lying down? Are they twitching or are they still? Does he want to meet you? Is what you are trying your best to decide. Keeping your eyes alert as to what posture he's holding before you venture forward is the best education you can give yourself at the time. Now, never rush an animal. Let them come to you rather than you go to them is a good approach as well. They might like to get used to your smell before they decide to saunter forward, or they might just totally ignore you and keep on sleeping in the corner. Although be aware that even though they appear to be sleeping, they are very much at the state of suddenly becoming very alert should the need arise. They are smart, these cats. Never take them for granted. They can be your enemy or your friend. Let's hope it will always be the latter. Thank you for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.